This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between, because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that.
Yeah.
No hassle.
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Back with you on the fan. It's Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata. It's the BT and Sal show. My Sal healing up with the eye patch and a couple of surf sides. I'm sure a little Disney hangover as well. 888-808-1019. You know, the NFL draft, boy, it's fun. It really is. It's fun. But, like, think about from their perspective. Yeah, listen, you're getting paid well to do it. It's a tough navigation. Like, to me, the NBA draft is fairly simple. I mean, it really is. I mean, if you have a top 10 pick and you can't at least get somebody serviceable, yeah, but you are awful. I think that's not that you can't still make the wrong pick, but you shouldn't pick a complete stiff. I mean, there's situations in the NFL where these guys are nowhere near hitting. Their hit rate is a disaster. And then you look at Major League Baseball. I think that's by far the toughest. I can't speak to hockey, but obviously with the juniors and the younger kids, it's more of a projection. You know, how much bigger are they going to get, stronger, whatever. Same with baseball. But I feel like in baseball the rules just change. Like, you know, you're a youth, what is it, the minors? Like, not I mean the minor leagues. What is the Hoff, what is the highest level juniors? That's what I was looking for. If you're a stud junior hockey player, I mean, to my knowledge, you're gonna get to the NHL or the minor leagues, and you're gonna use the same exact equipment. If you're a first baseman from Texas or from Alabama, 6'5", 225 lefty, well, guess what? You might be getting drafted fifth overall, but you ain't hitting with metal, which you are in high school, using wood. And to me, like, that's the hardest evaluation. That's why a lot of scouts, if you're still doing this, you're a dinosaur. But, you know, a lot of the scouts used to kind of close their eyes and just listen to the crack, because there's something to be, like, there's just a different sound when you're, you know, really inside the ball and really barrel it up versus, you know, kind of using the energy and the force of a metal bat to do a lot of the work for you. So it is hard. We make it seem like it's simple. I think the NBA is fairly easy, maybe a little different with the European market, whatever. And there are a lot of young kids who enter the NBA. So they also try to project physical development a couple of years down the road. But football, oh my God, football and baseball seems like it's impossible with certain stuff. Let me get Billy in White Plains. We'll back to you. We'll get to do some Knicks next hour. Bill, what's up? Bill, you ready to go? All right, Bill is not ready. How about Ed in Marlboro? What's up, Eddie?
How you doing, buddy? Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Ed, it's my pleasure. What's up?
I'm a little concerned with the Giants and their cornerback situation. I know you've talked about it before, but I don't think either of those quarterbacks, I mean, I think the kid from Miami, maybe, but Sanders is just not. I don't think he's going to be a good fit for the Giants at all.
All right, now, Ed, hold on a sec. Now, I ask this, and I come in peace. I'm not trying to play you. I'm not trying to mock you. I'm not doing that here. So you say he's not
okay.
Right. You say he's not right for the Giants. I don't love him either. Why don't you like him? Have you watched him play?
Yes, I have.
Okay.
I have watched him at Colorado.
Go ahead.
And I think he makes some poor decisions. He also doesn't have the speed or the athletic ability of a quarterback like, say, Daniels.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have that.
I know he doesn't.
I don't see it.
I know. Hey, you know what? I just wanted to make sure we're talking about the same kid. And you're right, because those are my reservations as well. Decision-making, I don't think he's a great athlete. Imagine saying that about Deion's son. I mean, he's obviously a good athlete, but I mean, like, relative to these quarterbacks and the speed and the direction of the game, he's good. He's not an uber athlete, not a special athlete. He's not. That's crazy. Deion's son, you know, slightly above average speed. And I think that and those are the reasons that concern me. Not because he's Deion's son, which I think actually weighs down some of your analysis. I don't mean you, Ed. You know, he's entitled. You know, he's going to be a distraction. Is he all about football? I would think that Shador, even though I don't love him, but Shador Sanders is more about football than probably most of the kids in the draft at any position, because he's been breathing it since the day he came out of the womb because of his dad. Just think about the high-level conversations he's had in the car ride with his dad coming back from, you know, playing flag football. This doesn't mean he's going to be a good pro, but I think it's unfair to the young man. Not many of you, but I still think there's a little bias or a little hesitation. Deion's son, not everybody loves the flash or the cockiness that Deion, you know, rolls with, which I get to an extent. But Deion was all ball. Just imagine like a 9-year-old Shador Sanders coming back, and I say flag because, you know, in Texas, some of the warmer states, you're not necessarily putting on the pads at a younger age, concussions. More about passing concepts. I've got a lot of my wife's from Dallas, as you know. Got a lot of friends out there in Dallas who, you know, her friends and husbands and their kids that play very high level everything, and they're going shotgun at the age of 7, but they're doing like 7-on-7s and they're not hitting yet. So that's why I say flag for Shador. So he's in the car with Shador. Think about the next level conversation that Shador Sanders and Deion are having about, hey, what'd you see on this read? What'd you see with the safety over here? I don't even know if there's a safety with 7 kids, but you know what I mean. Probably a little deeper than the conversation that I have with my son, who also plays quarterback, you know? I'm just going to take a guess, you know? 888-808-1019. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Mike is in Massapequa. Well, Mikey, what's going on, Mike?
Hey, BT, thanks for taking my call.
Okay.
I feel the same way the last guy just said, and what I'm thinking is, why don't the Giants sign the quarterback, give that quarterback a contract, kind of like what they did with the last guy, where they're locked in for 2 years and they can get out, and trade back in the draft.
Okay.
That way, next year, you're going into that draft with 2 first-rounders.
Yeah, yeah.
And then if,
yep,
say, Manning is coming out,
mm-hmm,
which you just were saying about the conversations Sanders is having.
Yeah.
Imagine the conversations the Mannings are having.
Yeah, I hear you.
And if this kid does come out, let's get in the back room and have the Mannings manipulate the draft.
Mm-hmm.
We almost say there's a team that has the first-round pick. The Giants have 2, and they say, oh, we're not going to sign with you. His kid can go back to school, so make the trade with the Giants, and they go into that draft with real draft capital, and don't just get a first round quarterback, get the right one.
Uh-huh.
And I mean, when you look at quarterbacks that are drafted, sometimes there's some guy that surprises you, but the special ones, you know, they're special.
Yep.
And when I watch Deion's kid play, I'm sure there's a chance he'll be very good. But he doesn't explode off the screen. Like, when he throws the ball,
I agree.
It's a good throw, but it's not electric.
I agree.
And I don't want to have a first-round quarterback. I want the right quarterback. I want somebody that you can hang your hat on for the next 15 years.
I think you made a really good points.
And if you get the wrong guy, it's a disaster.
Mm-hmm. Oh, God, yeah. The only thing that I would want you to finish for me here, because you started, you know, it's a concept, which I appreciate, and I think it's a good concept, but give me a tangible name at least for this year, because you didn't do that. Who do you want them to sign?
Okay. I mean, I would love the kid from who's with the Vikings. They're not going to keep him.
But you're talking about McCarthy?
If you can give... No, who played quarterback
Sam,
for them?
Sam What's Darnold?
Yeah.
Yeah, not, I don't what think if, they what give if him you that can give... Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code FLEX at checkout. That's harrys.com, code FLEX. Enjoy.
Well, what if you give him 4 years, two are locked in, and then you can get out of it in 2 years?
I think he's going to get better than
and
that.
And you pay him.
I don't think that's going to work, Mike. I think you raise a... I think that's a good call. Good job, Mike. But you're not getting Sam Darnold... 2 years. I understand, you know, the way the Giants structured things with Daniel Jones, but Daniel Jones never put up the season that Sam Darnold just put up. Now, that doesn't mean that I'm running to the altar looking to marry the guy, but you're not dating him for 2 years and then getting out without it being, you know, a little bit more punitive. And he's going to get better than that. Let me just look at something here. So, all right. So this is the 20. I've got the 20, and I don't care about stats. I'm just looking at names. I want to make sure I don't miss anybody here. So the 2024 NFL passing postseason stats. All right. We'll go off memory, but I would think that I would know, if not all these, certainly most of them. All right, Jaden Daniels, top three pick. Jalen Hurts, second round pick. Mahomes, just outside of the top 10. Josh Allen, top 10 pick. Stafford, number one. C.J. Stroud, top of the draft. Lamar, 32nd overall. Jared Goff, first overall. So we got Russell Wilson right now as the first outlier. Darnold, third overall pick. Herbert, what was Justin, six or seven? Six, whatever he was. First round, obviously. Jordan Love, late-ish, but first round. Baker Mayfield, early first round. Bo Nix, a little later in the first. Then you have a couple of the running backs and punters throwing passes. Oh, man. Teddy Bridgewater was a... Teddy was a first round pick, right? Was he late first? I think he was. Yeah, he was late first. Kenny Pickett, Justin Fields, first round, and there you go. So with the exception of Russ, who was a middle-round pick, Nix, who was a little late-ish, and there was one more. Who was the other one that I... What was the other one that I had? Everybody is basically exclusively a top five or top six pick. What does it tell you? It doesn't tell you that that's exactly what you need, but it's certainly a roadmap to finding what you do need, usually. All right, 888-808-1019 is the number. It's BT and Sound on the Fan. Coming up next hour, Yankee tickets. Not a big baseball day today, but I'll squeeze in a couple of Yankee and Met thoughts. But I want to get into the Knicks coming up. All right, get to the Knicks, get back to St. John's as well. Big picture for St. John's. But the New York Knicks, we'll have an interview, chat with Ian Begley coming up, but I want to get some thoughts of my own, so we'll do that. And we're going to power up as well. And, you know, I've got to shoot out to Queens to tape the Red Storm report today. And I've got my my red, white, and black Nike Dunks that I wear when I do St. John's Games radio or when I shoot the TV show. Anyway, they're up on the console here in the studio, and Hoff's like, yo, those are dope. And we were talking about sneakers. I'm like, you know what? Powering up today, we're doing my top five sneakers of all time. An old head with the sneakers, but I got a couple new ones in there as well. So we'll do that. BT and Sal right here on The Fan.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Alma said, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Alma said it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Alma said with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almased.com. That's almased.com.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry and get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.